This is the woman who has, and I'm very impressed by this. Now, she lived to be 117, and apparently, and she's in Spain, and apparently was somewhat active until her death last year. Maria Moreno is her name. She was born in San Francisco, but lived the bulk of her life in Barcelona.
Not our San Francisco or theirs?
Ours. Well, I assumed. It said she was born in San Francisco, but moved to Spain. Mm. Born in 1907. 07. Longtime resident of Spain. Lived through two world wars, two pandemics. Never had cancer, heart disease, or dementia until her death. And one doctor has done a study on her since she died a couple of years ago and found that, A, she had genetic components that they have linked to other people who have lived incredibly long lives, like just her genes. But B, she never smoked, she never drank. She ate a Mediterranean-style diet rich in fish and olive oil.
Say that's the best.
But the one thing she had every single day since she was like 20 years old, yogurt. She ate a cup of yogurt. In fact, she ate three plain cups of yogurt every single day. And the doctor said this supported her gut health and reduced inflammation, which is a key driver of aging. And that, you know, good yogurts with good probiotics, he said, are great. But only plain and only, like, sugar-free. You know, it's got to just yogurt.
This is going to sound dumb, but obviously this is the show for it. Mm. And, you know, we're learning things that have been that everybody else knows. Mm. But in my mind, I never heard the phrase yogurt until the 1970s, the late 1970s.
Yeah.
When did she start eating it? Has it been around forever and that's in some form?
Must have. They said she started eating it like 75 years ago.
Well, yeah, I mean, if it's especially plain yogurt.
Plain.
Yeah.
That's what she ate with no sugar added. It's that sour. I mean, it tastes terrible.
It's plain Greek yogurt, I guess.
I don't even know if hers was Greek. Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
They probably didn't have divisions in it. Made it from the local cow.
That term has only been around 20 years, you know, Greek yogurt. Yeah. That's become a thing.
I have always heard, again, you got to be careful with the yogurt, but it is great for your gut.
Probiotics. Yeah.
That's why when Chris Kelly told us the story of him slinging his yogurt juice out of the window when he eats his almond butter yogurt concoction, everyone said that's you're slinging away the best part. That's where all the probiotics are.
And since then,
it went down your pants.
That's right. That's right. Best part of you rolled down your pants. That's right. Now, yes, I have spilled it onto these jeans. Yes. Inside. These are my You call them splu jeans. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And since that day that I was told stop doing that, I leave it a river of yogurt pre-jaculate right on the top and put my almond butter right on top of it and just carefully, very carefully eat my yogurt.
As you drive.
Sometimes as I drive. I will do it as I drive sometimes, yeah. Yes. Sometimes, not always. I mean, mostly I'm at home, but sometimes on the way into work.
I think if Biggie's going to miss work, we'll probably know the reason why. If you do miss work, Kelly, it'll be because of some horrific yogurt accident.
It's possible. That yogurt could go flying. It is a possibility. Yeah. We have one quick call from Turbo Ted, who talks about the benefits of yogurt. Turbo Ted, go ahead.
I had horrible gut problems years and years ago, like 35 years ago, and a little country doctor that I used to go to said, you need to eat yogurt before meals, and I started doing that, and I could drink the grease out of a fryer now. It's great.
That's awesome. You should.
Do you just eat plain yogurt?
Good for you.
Yeah. Is it always,
what's your brand?
Always plain?
No, I do get the fruit kind. The plain kind kind of doesn't work for me.
It's terrible.
Like, I just don't like it. But whatever's on sale.
Yeah, oh, really?
That's what I get.
Okay, so it doesn't have to be like Greek or anything. It's just yogurt.
Just yogurt.
Wow, thank you. Well, you know, Jamie Lee Curtis advertises that Activia, and she says...
But it's got extra probiotics.
Probiotic.
Right?
That's their selling point, yeah, probiotics.
I was a little off on the invention of yogurt, by the way.
Well, we thought it was in the last 20 or 30 years, 70s at the latest.
It's invented 10,000 years ago.
Ballpark.
Well, I guess that 117-year-old woman's inside the margin of error then.